السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد، كمثل غيث أعجب الكفار نباته ثم يهيج فتراه مصفرا ثم يكون حطاما، وفي الآخرة عذاب شديد ومغفرة من الله ورضوان، وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, whatever are the political news locally and globally, we are well informed of through the social media and newspaper headlines. What's happening in different cities and countries of the world, well informed. And we as Muslims, we really feel the pain of the suffering Ummah, especially our brothers and sisters in Palestine, in Syria, in India, and even in our country, those who are victims of armed robberies, etc. May Allah make it easy for the family members and grant our shuhada, our martyrs, the highest rank in Jannah. Alhamdulillah, Allah brought me to Masjid many times. And when you come to a Masjid a few times, some muhabbat, friendship is created between the speaker and the musallis. Whatever little advices will be shared, it is first for me. I'm nowhere better than anybody sitting in this gathering. I sincerely regard every Muslim better than myself, especially those senior ulama that 6-7 hours of the day they're visiting, learning and teaching the Quran, teaching the Darul Uloom and the Hifz classes. May Allah keep the shadow of the ulama over us for a very, very long time. I recited an ayat of the Quran from Para 27, Surah Hadid, verse number 20. The Quran that was revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has taken the responsibility of protecting the Quran in its original form till the day of Qiyamah. We are all living in this world, and mankind by nature requires some wealth in this world to live, especially if we are married, we have children, we have responsibilities on our shoulders. Roti, kapra, makan is a basic requirement for every human. And we need the famous dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. It grant us the good of this world and good of the akhirah. And good of this world, the ulama say, one is some halal barakat wali rozi, a good pious wife, pious children, good parents, a good family. This all comes into the goodness of this world. Now, everything has some limit and limitations. In this world, we have to obey the commands of Allah and follow the teachings of Rasulullah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every aspect of our life. And And in earning our halal rosy in wealth, we mustn't end up doing something haram. Earn the halal way and spend it the halal way. And Islam does not promote laziness. فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When you complete your farz salah, you go to seek your halal sustenance, whichever way Allah has given us. And after the farais of salah, salah we need every day of our life. Fajr salah takes a few minutes. We recite Surah Yasin, some portions of the Quran, some zikrullah, and we go to work. And whatever type of employment we have, it comes to 12, half past 12, quarter to 1, we look at the watch, where I can read my Zuhur Salah. And males read the Salah with Jama'ah for 40 days, Allah make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. Similarly, when Asr time comes, in the winter month, Asr is early while we are at work, Asr Maghrib time comes, 4 o'clock, Asr 10 plus 5 is Maghrib. And in winter, the days are longer. Asr is half past 5, Maghrib is 7 o'clock. We can, after our work nicely, we can read our Asr and Isha, Maghrib Isha. Similarly, Maghrib Isha, when we have to read our Salah on its prescribed time. So Allah Ta'ala in this ayat speaks about this worldly life. اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا لَعِبُ وَلَهُ وَزِينَةُ وَتَفَاخُرُ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَكَاسُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. Know that the life of this world is merely play, futility, decoration, boasting among each other, and rivalry in wealth and children. The example of this is like rain which feeds the plants that amaze farmers. Thereafter it dries and you will see it become yellow, only to be reduced to bits. In the hereafter there shall be severe punishment, forgiveness, and Allah's pleasure. The life of this world is but a commodity of deception. Now, whatever we earn, we in South Africa, we know public transport is not so safe and efficient like other countries where the public transport is very safe, people don't get robbed, and is available just outside your door or outside your workplace. But in South Africa, people are getting robbed by the bus stations, railway stations, etc. And many of us have our own vehicles. Now, when we buy a vehicle also, we must see what is our budget and what is the distance I need to travel daily for my work. Sometimes somebody is a rep for a company, you have to travel to different towns and cities. So you need a very good, reliable vehicle for him. Similarly, others, we have to go to work maybe 30 kilometers a day traveling, or 60 kilometers return, whatever. Or we need a reliable vehicle when we go out in the weekend with our family and friends, going to a wedding, going to a funeral, going to visit our family members, etc. Obviously, we need something reliable. You can't drive something getting stuck on the highway, the battery gone flat, the alternator not working, the clutch giving in. So within our income, we buy a reliable vehicle. But at the same time, sincerity of intention must be there. You don't buy a vehicle to compete with the next person or to show off on the road. That if I buy a certain luxury vehicle, I'll be Mr. Somebody on the road. Allah does not like pride and arrogance. Similarly, we need a home to live in. Within our income, some people are fortunate, they can buy the house of their own, or a flat or a duplex of their own. But within our income, and we don't build such a big mansion where we end up taking up loans from the bank. And there's a saying in Urdu, mansion mansion. Sometimes a person took a loan to buy a big mansion, and end of the month you can't meet the bond, or you need 2-3 maids to clean the house. The maids don't come to work, the women folk are struggling to clean the house. It's too big to manage. But if somebody can afford it, we feel happy. The jealousy is haram. Pride is haram. If somebody, Allah, giving them a luxury vehicle, giving them a good home, mashallah, feel happy for them. And don't desire any harm, because the decision of Allah And we don't have to investigate people's private matters. How he's got the money to buy this car and how he's got the money to buy the house. That is between that person and Allah. Vast investigation end up in ghibat, sometimes slander, sometimes speaking lies. And especially if you have jealousy or ill feelings towards the next person, you just want to go on a character assassination and put him down in the graveyard before he can die. May Allah protect us. I'll recite a hadith of Rasulullah also regarding wealth. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة للكافر. Mentioned in famous hadith Kitab Muslim Sharif number 7417. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned this world for a believer is like a prison and for a non-Muslim like paradise. In a prison, the prisoners have restrictions. They're not free in their movement. Similarly, we as Muslims, we have halal and haram. We earn the halal way and we spend it in the haram way. We don't use our wealth for alcohol, drugs, going back immoral women, prostitutes, using it for gambling and casino, going to the cinema and watching immoral films, etc. We don't use our money to buy Hollywood and Bollywood films or going to music festivals, etc. These things are all haram. That money must be used wisely and correctly. We donate to our masjid, madrasas, pay the madrasa fees for the poor students. The students in Quran and Salah. Tomorrow we go in the qabr. Whatever Salah and Quran the students of the madrasa will be learning, teaching, practicing, will be getting the reward in our qabr. And our status in Jannah will increase. Another hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لو كانت الدنيا تقدر عند الله جناها بعودا ما سقى كافرا منها شربا. It mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, hadith number 2320. Our beloved Rasulullah mentioned, if the glitter and glamour of the world was something very valuable in the eyes of Allah, Allah should not have given the non-Muslim even a sip of water to drink. In the Holy Quran, that incident of Qarun and Fir'aun during the time of Musa alayhi salam, Qarun was proud of his wealth. فخرج على قومي في زينتي قال الذين يريدون الحياة الدنيا يا ليت لنا مثل ما أوتي قارون إنه لذو حظ عظيم. It is mentioned during the time of Nabi Musa عليه السلام, Fir'aun, he was very proud of his military strength and the wealth. Qarun was the treasurer of Fir'aun, which would handle the finances. And once he came out with pomp and show with his entourage to the people. And the people say, hey, this person is driving luxury cars, such pomp and the same. So now we should also get. The people who got Iman, Musa alayhi salam, told them that we got Muslim, we got Iman, Jannah paradise is waiting for us. And these people, when they die, Jahannam hellfire is waiting for them. And whoever leave the world without Iman, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا كُفَّارٌ فَلَيُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِلْءُ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا وَلَوْ افْتَدَى بِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Those that leave the world without Iman, and the punishment of the grave will start. The day of Qiyamah, they will go to Jahannam. May Allah protect us. So our concept of success is not in the material achievements. Definitely, I said Islam, religion of balance. We're not promoting laziness. We're not saying that you must go ask for zakat from people or holiness, sit in the masjid of Quran and tasbih and don't go to work. No, you have a balanced life. You take out for your employment and you take out time to spend in the masjid, Quran, salah, everything. And the hand that gives charities is better than the hand that receives charities. And we in South Africa, we are very, very fortunate. Allah reward all our generous businessmen and professionals or whoever in whichever way contributed 100 rand or 1 million rand or 10,000 rand towards the masjid, madrasa, with sincerity of intentions. Alhamdulillah, that we continue getting the rewards in the akhirah. And there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of the world is the root cause of all other sins and vices. And this is mentioned in Shu'ab al-Iman, Hadith Kitab Bayhaqi, Hadith number 10,501. That if a person has love for the dunya, he won't see halal and haram. He thinks my success is in the wealth. And especially those that have the public funds, we cannot say something other than any political names or anything is against the law. People can put me to jail, can take me for defamation of character. But I'm just saying, I'm not referring to anyone in South Africa or anyone in the city of Durban. I must watch my words. Anyway in the world, whoever is handling public funds, whether public funds of an Islamic organization, of a masjid, madrasa, or what, or government positions, the treasurers of the various governments, etc. And they misuse the funds, and sometimes they be dishonest and cheat and rob because they feel success is in wealth. Our success is not in wealth. Our success is in deen. And those good actions that will make Allah and Rasul some happy, that must make us happy. Because tomorrow when we die, our salah and Quran and zikr and dua, that is going to help us. May Allah give me and all of us tawfiq of practice.